This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the Green Bar Sports on a Sunday morning.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Green Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Billikens win! Billikens win!
Now, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Woo, we got a big show lined up. Big show lined up. John Mozeliak's going to join us in 8 minutes at 10:15. So let's get right to our first guest of the hour, and that is Bernie Miklas. Good morning, Bernie.
I'm batting leadoff, man. That's just incredible. What an honor. How you doing, Tom?
Let's go. Yeah, you're Vince Coleman today. You're Mason Wynn. You were getting it going. I'm doing really great. Yesterday was an unbelievable day of college football and baseball. The college football day was absolutely bananas, but it started off really bad. And I wanted to start with you on that, your reaction to Mizzou getting trounced at Texas A&M.
It was stunning because, listen, if you go by even the point spread, which kind of tells you where people are putting their money, you know, Texas A&M was a favorite by 2.5 points in that game. And I thought that that was reasonable. They're home and their coach is really good and they have been playing really well. I had no problem with the fact that Texas A&M was a slight favorite, but Mizzou just didn't show up. And listen, even if we were all trying to be like wild-eyed optimists, there literally wasn't one thing about their performance in any area that you could be pleased with. They just got dominated on both lines. Their passing game was it malfunctioned. The offensive line couldn't protect Brady Cook. They called all these plays, these very slow-developing pass plays, when they couldn't block Texas A&M and keep him away from Brady Cook. The running game stalled. The defense got thrashed, gave up 512 yards, couldn't stop him on third down, couldn't stop him in the red zone. I mean, on and on and on. I mean, there just was nothing positive about it. And the thing that disturbs me, Tom, and I'm a Mizzou fan. I want to see Mizzou do great, right? But I do try to be 100% objective. What did they work on during the bye week? I mean, how do you go? We have 2 weeks in between games, and you know everything there is to know about Texas A&M. How can you be so unprepared and so flat and just so futile after your bye week? That one is a head scratcher to me.
Absolutely, I think they planned on Marcel Reed being the quarterback, the mobile quarterback for A&M, and they got the other quarterback and got absolutely torched. But it was, you know, the line play was just so embarrassingly bad on both sides. I don't know. I mean, they're going to get well against UMass, I would imagine. And then it gets real because the SEC schedule, as we just showed with Alabama and Tennessee, I mean, every single game is daunting. So buckle up here if you're a Missouri fan.
And the one thing, and I'm not saying this to be cranky, you know, I have no problem being cranky, but I'm not doing it in this case. But I would just say, like, for everyone, including, you know, Mizzou fans, let's put the mute button on the playoff talk, because before we can get into the percentages and Mizzou's got to do this and they have to beat that team and they can't afford to lose to this team and this has to happen, that team has to lose, you know, playing out all these scenarios in our heads. The only thing that matters, is that Mizzou starts to play a heck of a lot better than what we saw yesterday. Because if they don't start to play really good football, and frankly, I don't think they've hit their highest level yet or even close to it in terms of performance. If they can't start to play really good football, all of this other stuff is just a waste of words and a waste of thoughts and a waste of breath. So the whole key now is not what do you got to do to make the playoffs. What do you got to do to become a good football team and live up to the preseason ranking?
Last thing before we go, John Mozeliak is going to be with us in about 4 minutes. You've talked endlessly about the Cardinals this week, so it was kind of refreshing to talk some football with you.
Sure.
But just your overall thoughts heading into this week. The biggest news, obviously, so far is that Turner Ward has lost his job.
Well, I think they had to do that. You know, the offense really underperformed in a lot of ways, that just made it impossible to have a good offense. And they never seemed to correct some bad habits, like taking a lot of called strikes. I mean, it's amazing how many called strikes they took. They don't hit the ball hard. You know, they're down near the bottom of like hard hit rate. I could go on and on and on. Of course, their timely hitting, their situational hitting, runners in scoring position was a disaster. And players seem to plateau or get worse, and then they never got better. You know, you need to bring in a fresh set of eyes and some fresh ideas and someone to take a look at some of these problems and come up with solutions. So that, to me, was an obvious one. And listen, I'm excited that Heim Bloom is going to be leading this huge, huge, massive project, completely regenerating the farm system that had really, really started to just deteriorate terribly. Because the most important thing the Cardinals can do in 2025 is to have a great farm system up and running again. So even though I'm on record as saying I would have liked to have seen Heim Bloom, you know, take over everything, there's a lot of merit to be said about the project that he has in front of him before he takes over everything. I'm capable of, like, understanding that there is a lot of value to this. And I know fans are upset. I don't blame anybody for being upset about anything, but I'm still excited about Heim Bloom's role in this organization going forward.
As am I, and I think it'll be fascinating to follow on a daily basis, really, how this machine is put back together. And make no mistake about it, he has created some machines when it comes to minor leagues. So.
You know, and we don't have time to get into that, but I mean, what he was able to do with Tampa Bay, he and a bunch of people in that front office, I mean, it's just amazing how much they won with how little they had in terms of payroll. And then to Boston, and he was told to cut payroll, cut it, which he did. And of course, they didn't win his last 2 years there. But then people blame him, and I'm not sure why exactly. And when the boss comes to you and says trade Mookie Betts and trade him now, I guess you could quit your job, but unless you own the team, you know, you don't make those decisions. You follow orders. So anyway, Heim Bloom's brilliant. He's just what the Cardinals need too.
John Mozeliak is next. Bernie Mikkels, thanks so much. We appreciate this.
Love it, Tom. Thank you, buddy.
And to subscribe to his YouTube page. It is phenomenal. I mean, the videos that he cranks out one after the other. Our visit with Bernie, sponsored by Saliga Heating and Cooling, an American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. John Mozeliak in 1 minute on KMOX.
Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back. Tonight, I'm honored to host Ozzie Smith's gala to benefit PGA Reach and OzzieSmithGolf.com. If you want to snag an extra seat, we're going to honor the life and career of Whitey Herzog. Many of his former players will be back at the Ritz tonight, so looking forward to that. This is the usual manager slot right here, Ollie Marmol, but with the season coming to an end, we have relieved him of that duty, and we have brought in John Mozeliak for a few minutes in the manager's spot, and that's because we're going to football at 11:30. Mo, I have to say, we appreciate you making time for us always. People may disagree sometimes on what you have to say, but one thing no one would ever disagree with is you make time for us on KMOX, and we are very grateful.
Sometimes? it doesn't seem like I can do anything right now, but we'll keep trying. Yeah, obviously a tough week. Anytime your season comes to an end, you turn on the TV and you're watching postseason games, and it kind of hits you. That's really where you want to be. And when you think back to the year and how many close games we lost by one run, and had we won six more games, we would have been playing earlier in the week. And, that's the tough part to accept. And, you know, when you think about the 162 over the course of the season, you know, there are games that, you know, sometimes you just kind of shrug off, we'll get them tomorrow. But you realize the importance of getting those wins and how it does in the end matter. And I think that's the part of when your season comes to an end, how frustrating it is. And, you know, speaking with Ollie and others over the last few days, multiple times, it's always tough. And so you're trying to unpack the season, but eventually you've got to turn that page and ultimately start focusing on 2025 and beyond. And as you saw in our press conference the other day, I mean, that's going to be our focus. And, you know, hopefully we can build some roads and some bridges to get us to where we're finding those winning ways again.
Yeah, absolutely understand that. And, you know, in watching these games yesterday, you know, part of the reason the Royals and Mets are such a pain and why they are where they are, they put the ball in play. You know, I mean, they make things happen. They make you field the ball and make you do something. And that was really lacking with the Cardinals, wasn't it? From a hitting standpoint, they just could not get it done with runners in scoring position.
You know, we struggled all year scoring runs, and that's the name of the game. You watch these postseason games, look at the Mets. I mean, like, it wasn't like power. It was just stringing some base hits together and making the most of it. And that was tough for us. And, you know, obviously had to make that tough decision and making a change with our hitting coach. And that's never fun. Turner Ward's a great guy. But, you know, it's a result business. And so sometimes you have to find change. And hopefully the next person we have in here has the ability to communicate with our guys and get a little bit more out of them.
And eventually you make a full staff announcement, right? And that would be coming here sometime this month?
For sure. Yeah. Obviously, we were hoping that would not get out, but it did. And so ultimately, we will have a complete announcement once we understand what everything looks like.
One thing you said in that, and you and I talked about this for weeks, about, you know, you wanted to be transparent. You told us straight ahead for weeks that front office reset was coming, change was coming, things were going to happen. You did jump in when Bill DeWitt Jr., the chairman, was talking about, fielded a question about salary, and you said, you know, payroll is going to be reduced. I guess the question is, we don't know how much of a reduction that is. It does depend on, doesn't it, what your philosophy is on existing players and what you're going to do here.
Yeah, exactly. And it also depends on what our revenues look like. So it's a little bit of the chicken and the egg scenario, but something that we are working through. But I feel like we just have to be transparent and let people understand expectations. And so ultimately, this offseason might look a lot different than maybe the previous 17 I've been involved in or 25 I've been involved in. And so, you know, ultimately, I still think we're going to have an exciting product to put on the field. I do think expectations for some of our younger players to take that step forward will definitely be our offseason focus. So we actually see that type of return when we get back on the field. But, you know, it is going to be a different offseason.
Mo, one more quick thing before we go. And I think, you know, we heard from Heim. I think everyone's eager to hear more from Heim. I think that's understandable. I mean, he's a new voice, and that fresh set of eyes has been watching you. How much would he be involved at the major league level, as he obviously is going to be heavily involved in player development?
Yeah, probably the easiest way to think about it is, you know, my responsibility is still the big picture and overseeing the entire baseball ops, but anything that really has direct effect on the future, meaning 26 and beyond, I certainly will counsel with him and let him be a part of that decision making.
Thank you for doing this, Mo. Appreciate you taking a few moments with us.
You bet. Have a great day.
John Mozeliak, Cardinals president of baseball operations, jumping in on sports on a Sunday morning. Just to update us on a few things there. I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to run through a few other sports headlines. And then at the bottom of the hour, it's Bob Ramsey, the voice of the Billikens, Chris Zimmerman, the CEO of the Blues. He's with us at 10:45. At 11:05, Mark Schreiber, president of the St. Louis Sports Commission. 11:15, Lutz Fan and Steel, the sporting director at City. We got a lot to do. 11:30 is Ravens Bengals. We'll get you updated on everything that's happening in sports next on KMOX.
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back. For those of you who missed the first part of the show, we came out flying today. We had Bernie Miklas right out of the gate. John Mozeliak followed him. Mozeliak talking about Turner Ward's dismissal and a few other things pertaining to the 2025 campaign, the judgment of payroll, things like that. You can go back and listen to both of them. Bernie talking about the Mizzou game and a little bit about the Cardinals as well. That was our first couple of segments with just a minute separating the two guests right out of the gate. So we have Bob Ramsey, the voice of the Billikens, coming up in just a few moments, and Chris Zimmerman, the CEO of the Blues, to follow him. But I wanted to get you updated on what's going on in sports. So first, we have games happening right now. The NFL, in case you didn't check your fantasy team, whoops, if you have Vikings or Jets, they're playing right now. They're in the second half. Vikings leading the Jets 17-7 in the third quarter as that game is being played in London. So they are underway in NFL Week 5. We have the Bengals and the Ravens coming up from Cincinnati at 11:30 with the pregame, noon with the kickoff here on KMOX. College football yesterday was absolutely nuts. Bernie and I went into the Mizzou game in depth in that first segment. Number one, Alabama lost to Vanderbilt. They were marching the goalpost through the streets of Nashville last night. 40-35, Vandy wins. Four teams ranked in the top 11 were upset by unranked teams. That does not include Missouri, who was upset, sort of, by a ranked team. I mean, they were favorites, the Aggies were, in that game, and they got blown out. But the first time that four teams ranked in the top 11 were knocked off by unranked teams since November 12, 2016. It looked to be a calm day on paper, didn't it? But it was anything but. You had Alabama losing to Vandy. Tennessee lost at Arkansas. Fourth-ranked Vols fall 19-14. Tenth-ranked Michigan lost at Washington. The Huskies look good. Michigan's just one-dimensional, I feel like. They just, you know, they run the ball, but they got knocked off by another physical football team, 27-17, and that one is Washington pulled away in the second quarter. Also, in that number 11 USC lost at Minnesota. Minnesota put a little Big Ten football right at him and beat them 24-17. Our man Mike Grimm, I need to text him, former KMOX, is the voice of the Gophers. I bet he's having a heck of a day today. So those were all upsets yesterday. And then Miami almost fell. Kevin Wheeler's a happy man this morning as the Hurricanes came back. They were down 35-10 late last night and won the game 39-38 at Cal. Eighth-ranked Hurricanes remain undefeated. They are 6-0. They are now bowl eligible. Just Miami and Indiana are bowl eligible. It's still crazy for me to say that as an IU alum, that we were the first bowl eligible team in the country at 6-0. And when the new rankings come out a little later this afternoon, it'll be interesting to see how it all goes. Texas had the day off. Georgia won easily. They beat Auburn. Oregon won their game easily against Michigan State. They have a huge game against Ohio State, who beat Iowa. Ohio State and Oregon are going to play this coming weekend. Penn State had an easy win over UCLA, but that's your top 10, and it will be a major shuffle moving forward. LSU and Notre Dame were idle. Ole Miss won, so they're going to move up from 12. LSU's 13. Notre Dame is 14. In baseball yesterday, the Guardians, the Mets, the Yankees, and the Dodgers all won game ones. We talked to John Mozeliak about that a little bit, some of the success of those teams and how they look. And in soccer, City won 3-0 over the Houston Dynamo. We'll hear from Lutz Fan and Steel 11:15. Chris Zimmerman coming up at 10:45-ish after his team lost to the Blackhawks 6-2, but the preseason's over. They clean their hands of that, and it's time to play Seattle for real. The final roster is going to come out later today. Basketball is coming fast. College basketball. Bob Ramsey, the voice of the Billikens, next.
I'm Tom Ackerman with this month's Siteman Cancer Center Spotlight. The director of Siteman Cancer Center, Dr. Tim Eberlein.
When they have a comprehensive cancer center, and of course Siteman is the only comprehensive cancer center and only NCI-designated center in the entire state of Missouri and, in fact, in this region.
Special thanks to Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in cancer. For more information, go to siteman.wustl.edu.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's it going to take for you to realize the IRS is in full-blown attack mode, and if you have IRS issues, your timely response is critical? Hi, this is Lance Drury with the Lance Drury Law Firm. We certainly know the IRS has ramped up efforts because we're seeing a lot more clients with threats of intents to seize property or levy rights to property. If you have IRS issues, call the Lance Drury Firm today. Today, don't wait. Those IRS notices have hard deadlines for exercising your appeal rights. If you miss the deadline, your rights to a legal appeal are gone. Let the Lance Drury Law Firm get between you and the IRS today, and we'll help you manage your case to achieve the best outcome. IRS problems are serious legal matters, so call Lance Drury Law Firm, located right here in St. Louis. Don't wait. Call 314-260-6120. That's 314-260-6120, and schedule your free consultation with me, Lance Drury, or visit LanceDrurylaw.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. So at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited talk, text, and data for $30 a line when you buy two. That's just $60 a month for two unlimited lines. So if you're 50 and up, make the switch and save. Come on, you've earned this. Call 1-888-FREEDOM. Or visit ConsumerCellular.com today. Requires two lines of service, age validation, and credit approval subject.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To system and area limits, taxes, and other fees apply.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-330-2929. 800-330-2929. 800-330-2929.
Ah, fall is here. Football, beautiful weather, and the changing colors of trees and shrubs. When you think of your trees, call family-owned Gamma Tree Experts. Fall is a great time to prune and fertilize your valuable trees. Our staff of certified arborists will survey your trees to determine their needs. Knowledge and quality are hallmarks of our reputation. Call Gamma Tree Experts at 314-725-6159 or visit us at gammatree.com. Your trees deserve the best care.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports on a Sunday morning.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Milliken's win! Milliken's win!
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back to the show. Our next guest.
Now it's stolen away by Kellen Thames. He's got one man
dunk
to beat.
On that dude. Dunk him at
him.
Yes! Time. Got fouled!
Oh, foul! Where's the foul? Where's the foul? Unbelievable. Jam time.
You cannot.
Kellen Thames.
He pushed him while he was in the midair.
Unbelievable.
Look at that. That's
no
an almost intentional foul.
I can't wait to hear these two back together again. Bob Ramsey and Earl Austin Jr. will be calling games once again. The Billiken Hall of Famers and the voice of the Billikens, Bob Ramsey, is with us right now on Sports on a Sunday Morning. Good morning, Rammer.
Tom, can you believe Earl would go after officials like that? It's disgusting. It's terrible.
I was watching the Mizzou game yesterday, and when they didn't call, when they pulled the flag on pass interference, I'm like, that is the worst no call I've ever seen. What is wrong with them?
Oh man. That's hilarious.
What's going on, man? I'm excited about
hoops. How are you? Yeah, you know, we're less than 2 weeks away from the first exhibition for SLU. We're less than 3 weeks away from the second exhibition. We're less than a month away from the opening game against Santa Clara, neutral site game in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And we're 35 days from the home opener on Sunday, November 10th. It's right on top of us.
It sure is. I'm excited about it. I know that there's a little bit of anxiety among Billikens fans because of Robbie Avila's injury. We talked to Josh Schertz about it on the show last week, and he let us know that lateral ankle sprain, he did not sound too worried to me, maybe a 2 to 3 week absence for Robbie. What do you think? What are you hearing?
Well, because it hadn't been, and I'm going to practice today, so I'll find out some more. But because it wasn't listed or talked about as a high ankle sprain, that all of us have rolled our ankle over, it swells up, we can't walk for a few days, starts to get a little better, swelling goes down, but it takes a few weeks to feel like you're back to normal. And so I think everything's going to be fine based on how the injury had been reported. And I say this slightly tongue-in-cheek, and sort of piggybacking off what Coach Church has said, high-level athleticism is not necessarily Robbie's game, so he'll probably be okay. Running the offense from out high, shooting threes, getting assists, I think it's all going to be good.
I'm with you. I love his position, which Coach calls trigger. The ability to run the offense from the top, sometimes at the free throw line. He is really the hub of that offense. It's beautiful to watch, isn't it, Rammer, when it's all working?
It's really been fun, and details matter in that offense, and that's what Coach Schertz has been grinding on the guys, you know, going all the way back to June. And as I watch practices and watch it evolve, you start to see guys figure it out. Speaking of Robbie, he's a coach on the floor because it's only he and Isaiah Swope who knew the offense as they come over to St. Louis U. And you could see how they've been working with their teammates to kind of get everybody involved and ingrained in what is necessary to make it work. It's been fun watching that, as I said, evolve.
It is fun. Swope, Gibson Jimerson, told me a couple of weeks ago, might be the quickest player he's ever played against or with. That is a big statement. And I've seen him at Indiana State. You've seen him up close here, Bob. What do you think?
I could not argue with that statement. He's ridiculous. He's only 5'10", and he's probably best served as a shooting guard, but he's a combo guard, and so I think that's what he'll do. What we do know is he'll get heavy minutes, and he can get to the rack. His step back is lightning quick. His release on his jumper is lightning quick, and he is one tough hombre. He is really put together. He knows how to use his athleticism and his toughness to his advantage. Folks are going to be delighted watching Isaiah Swope play.
I think you'll find that trio is going to get a ton of minutes right there. Robbie, Isaiah, and Gibson. Knowing Josh Schertz and what he doesn't go too far off a starting lineup. Maybe 6-7 players. He rarely gets to 8 in a game, Rammer. It's going to be a pretty regular group that he is going to ride.
Yeah, ideally, but it has to be earned. And I can see, and I'll, as I said, I'll look more today, but you have to earn minutes. And eventually, you know, he'll get to 7 or 8 guys. And but the competition is fierce for those minutes. Be interesting to see. You know, you talk about those three, Jimerson, Swope, and Avila, and assuming reasonable health, you feel like you probably need 50 points a game from that trio. If you get more, great, but you're going to have to try and find, 30, 40 more points from the other 5 or 6 guys. And so it's going to be interesting to watch how this develops with personnel and offensive efficiency.
I've discussed, and I know you have, how Gibson seems to really like what this offense provides. I'm curious what the effect will be on Hughes and Thames in particular, two other carryovers.
Well, they're two of the guys that are going to be fighting for minutes. It's funny, I've probably been to, 8 practices, something like that, over a few months. Every time Kellen Thames touches the ball, it seems like he's dunking it or making a play for somebody else. But you got to be consistent, and you got to make sure you know what you're doing in the offense. And he and Larry, and really everybody else fighting for spots, they have to be consistent, and they have to do it on both ends of the floor.
What about Josiah Doetzler, the transfer from Creighton? What do you see in him?
I see a guy that they'd love for him to grab a big chunk of point guard minutes. And he's one of those guys when he didn't get a lot of experience as a freshman, a lot of minutes at Creighton. So he comes in here, and these are my words, just mm-hmm. watching him, seemed a little bit raw, but you could see why the coaches love him. You could see the high end where he could go. And in a couple of months, you can see him getting there. It seems like every time I watch him, he plays a little better every time.
That's awesome. I'm excited to get to some practices. I got to get my eyes on this team. Well, the big guys now outside of Avila, there's some size here, isn't there? Some depth that's very interesting?
Yeah, Casey tore his hamstring in that scrimmage the other night where fans came. By the way, a terrific crowd. The anticipation for the men and the women both are really big. But he tore his hamstring, and that's going to hurt depth for a little while. Casey, the 6'9 transfer from Miami, but I think he can do some things. But they love Kalu Anya, and he is a veteran guy with experience who's transferred in. Kalu is going to do some really good things. Brockhoff, the German, who's played a lot of international ball. And then the one guy who's so intriguing, Tom, because he's a little bit of a unicorn, and that is Picard. Max Picard from the Netherlands, a 6'11 guard. What do you mean? I'm telling you, he is a guard in a 6'11 body. He can guard all 5 positions. He can shoot it. He can handle it. But I think it's fair to say he's not physically ready for the rigors of Division I basketball. But he's going to get there. And so it might be slow developing, but he's one of those guys, because he's so unique, it's going to be fun watching him grow. And I think someday he could be one of the main guys on this club.
Yeah, they'll get him going in that program in the O'Loughlin Family Champion Center and get him bulked up and ready to go. There's no doubt about it. Bob Ramsey's with us. So I wanted to finish with a discussion on the women's side, because Rebecca Tillett, remember, folks, what she does is win in March. I mean, she builds and builds and builds and then starts winning tournaments and winning postseason. It's interesting what she's done. How good is this team in 2024-25?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, the two bigs who transferred in, you know, both international players, how much can they play? Do you have to play small? You know, you look at Kennedy Calhoun and Brooklyn Gray. They're gonna score, and I think filling in those other spots that had been constants for a couple of years, that's gonna be the challenge. I think there are some really interesting pieces that go with that. I forgot to mention Peyton Kennedy, who of course was a dynamic leading scorer for you last year. Of course, she's back. And then there's another point guard freshman who's from Portugal, Rita Nazario, who looks like will start out as a backup. But in the one scrimmage that I saw, really, really tough kid. And I think we'll be able to give some good backup minutes at point guard. But I think seeing if the bigs can get ready to play and contribute is going to be a fun part of the game for the women to watch.
I think it's going to be really exciting. I can't wait to be there for those and for the men's games. SLUBillikens.com, they just released the A-10 schedule for the women, so everything is out now. You can plan your season, get your tickets. I think it's going to be a fascinating product on both sides, for sure.
Yeah.
No,
I was going to say, I do too. And, you know, games are coming quick, and there are plenty of ticket packages, but you can, you know, and it's going to build, and if both teams win, it's going to be such a fun atmosphere. And I think it'll be right out of the gate. I think basketball fans are excited about this product, and but you can always get your tickets early, I would recommend, especially as the season goes on.
I assure you, there are a lot of coaches around the country that have their eyes on SLU. They want to see what this team's going to be all about. There's a lot of buzz going on about SLU. It's fun to have this right here in the city. So get your tickets so you can get a little scouting report. We will.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're going to have fun. We will have all the games on KMOX, as you know. So if you can't make it in, you'll hear them right here. The voice of the Billikens, Bob Ramsey, with us. My friend, it's great to hear your voice. Let's get after it.
Can't wait to see it, Chaffetz, and we'll have a lot of fun. Everybody have a great rest of your Sunday.
You too. The CEO of the Blues, Chris Zimmerman, is next on KMOX.
Tom Ackerman.
Sports on a Sunday morning continues. Pleased to be joined by the CEO of the St. Louis Blues. He has been very kind to us through the years, joining us on the program. That's Chris Zimmerman. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Tom. Beautiful fall morning here.
Isn't it, though? It's a beautiful time of year. The St. Louis Blues are about to get going. I wanted to, before we do that, I wanted to ask you about, Mark Schreiber is going to come on with us here in about 15 minutes or so at 11:05 after the 11 o'clock news. And he's got a big announcement, of course. The wrestling championships are coming back to St. Louis in 2027. Enterprise Center gets it for another year. You've got all kinds of NCAA championships coming to your building.
Yeah, we do. We actually we have a hat trick of NCAA championships over the next 3 years, with Frozen Four obviously coming in April of 25. Then we've got NCAA opening round basketball, men's basketball the following year. And now, for the 10th time, we will be hosting the NCAA wrestling championships. Yeah, we're exceptionally thrilled to have that kind of lineup coming to St. Louis.
How do you get that done? I mean, obviously there are a lot of people involved, but you have to have a lot of harmony and a lot of agreement, and the city and local government, state government plays a big part in that, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's collaboration and teamwork are really, really critical on this, Tom. And, you know, Mark Schreiber from the Sports Commission, I'll speak more to it. But, I mean, ever since I arrived in St. Louis, the Sports Commission and, you know, their passion, their execution, their ability to get really the entire region behind these events is really one of the most critical pieces. A quick one fact, I was told that as many as 60 cities may bid on a championship like this. And it's mind-boggling. Like, we have to, you just have to have a lot of things go right. You have to have a great building. You have to have a market that loves its sports. And I think all of those things have been critical for us to be able to do this.
Well, I certainly understand that. And congratulations on that. We're about a month away from Missourians voting on sports betting. Where do you stand on that, Chris?
Well, along with all the other major professional sports teams, we've been working on legalizing sports betting. Gosh, it feels like it's 5-6 years now. It's been a challenge to get through the Missouri legislature, but we're quite certain that Missouri citizens are behind this. So ballot initiative 2 is the initiative first to approve sports betting. It's going to the dollars, the tax dollars that will be generated will make a meaningful difference, certainly help in supporting education throughout our state, which we all know how important that is. And, you know, for us, we just believe I think every state, but maybe one or that surrounds our state, has legalized sports betting. And it's just a way for us to engage our fans and help, you know, we think build our state at the same time.
Well, we've been talking to you and Bill DeWitt III about it for a long time, and you are that close to the finish line. But November 5th certainly will be a big day for you. Chris Zimmerman is with us. He is the CEO of the St. Louis Blues. And Chris, here we go. The season is about to get underway Tuesday at Seattle, an afternoon game on ESPN. ESPN is carrying all these games, and you're going to get a lot of attention. You lost yesterday 6-2 to the Blackhawks in Milwaukee. Now on the way to Seattle, what are your expectations as we get this final roster announced today? Do you feel like you're a contender for the Stanley Cup playoffs?
I absolutely feel we are a contender. Everybody in our organization, I assure you, everybody in that room, coaching staff, all of our hockey operations staff. I mean, we're building this next stage of what this team can become, and we're all going to learn a lot, probably pretty quickly in the year, about what this St. Louis Blues team has. We've been excited about young players we've added. We have a pipeline now of players that are developing that is really the best, certainly the best in the last decade since I've been here. And we all understand what that work has looked like. But I think this is going to be an exciting year. And I feel an energy and a buzz, certainly among our fans, around some of the moves and the new additions we have, and can't wait to drop the puck Tuesday.
That'll be in Seattle, and on October 15th against Minnesota, that'll be your home opener. And stay tuned, because that schedule will be all kinds of busy with activations and everything that goes into the opening night rally at Union Station, etc. Before we go, I get a lot of questions about this because of the uncertainty of the Cardinals TV situation, Chris. What is the Blues' current status? You will be on Bally this year.
Yeah, we're excited to continue with Bally's. They've been a fantastic partner. Our fans support us in a big way. Where, as you know, we're constantly one of the top rated teams across the NHL, and there are changes happening in regional sports television. We are, as much as we'll be continuing with Bally's, at the same time, we're all learning and exploring, other strategies as well. So it's an interesting time, but what people can be assured of is that we're going to have great broadcasts from the same production team, the same announcing team as we've had in the past, and we're really looking forward to that.
Well, we're looking forward to the season getting started. There's no doubt about that. Thanks, as always, for the time. We appreciate you, and we will catch up with you real soon.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Let's go Blues.
That is the CEO, President, St. Louis Blues, Chris Zimmerman, with us on KMOX. The Blues will announce their full roster a little bit later today, and then they will open the season in 2 days. They are going to be in Seattle for the opener on October 8th. It's a 3:30 start, and the Blues are going to be playing a team, the Seattle Kraken, that I think will be an interesting way to start on an afternoon out in Seattle. That's how they open things up on Tuesday. Again, that one's at 3:30. The Blues at Seattle. Blues had a tough preseason. They didn't play very well. Overall, they lost 6-2 yesterday to the Blackhawks in Milwaukee, but there's a lot in front of them here with Jordan Binnington and crew. Binnington was great last year. Kyrou was good last year, led the team in goals, and I think that he is somebody that could be on the rise. Robert Thomas was exceptional last year as their all-star, but as he mentioned, they've added some youth, they've added some intriguing players. I think they could be a player. I'm not sure how heavy a contender they are, but certainly they could be very interesting here moving forward. One other thing I wanted to mention before we take a break, and we'll go to Mark Schreiber, Lutz Fan and Steel next hour and much more, but there's an interesting thing happening in baseball right now with these teams, moving forward. And I think I mentioned this with Scott Jagow. When you think about what's the best case scenario for baseball, and I'm not rooting for one team over the other. I mean, obviously, I have a great relationship with Mike Schilt here on this show, as he's the manager of the Padres, and I know some Cardinals fans have a emotional tug towards him. The Mets and the Phillies is a great, great matchup of rivals, and they're going to play at 3:08 today, and the Padres and Dodgers will play at 7:03 tonight. Tomorrow, Tigers-Guardians is a good one at 3:08. Royals, I know some Royals fans do listen to us here. They play the Yankees tomorrow night at 6:38. I really think the best case scenario for baseball, and you might hate this, is going to be Dodgers-Yankees. I think if the Dodgers play the Yankees, that is the best thing for baseball moving forward. And that will be the series that the world would be talking about. But most importantly, the casual sports fan who thinks the baseball is boring or I don't know who these players are, they know who Shohei Ohtani is. They know who Aaron Judge is, they know who Juan Soto is, and they know New York and L.A. That would be absolutely a clash of the titans if those two teams played each other, Dodgers-Yankees. We'll see. We'll come back much more before our departure at 11:30 for football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ball. Sports on a Sunday morning.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Milliken win.
Now from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Big show. We've had Bernie Miklas, John Mozeliak, Bob Ramsey, Chris Zimmerman. That's a pretty good lineup. Batting fifth in the order. From St. Louis, Missouri, please welcome Mark Schreiber, the president of the St. Louis Sports Commission, leading off this 11 o'clock hour. How are you, Mark?
I'm good, Tom, and congratulations to you on your Hoosiers becoming bowl eligible.
I appreciate that. If you're watching our YouTube feed or any of our social media channels, our video feed, you can see that I'm wearing my IU lid today, my black IU hat with the red, crimson logo. It was a good day. I mean, I'm living in fantasy land right now. I don't know how to act except to be humble that my team is 6-0. I was very worried about the game in Evanston in that makeshift situation that they have playing at the soccer/lacrosse stadium in front of 15,000 fans, that they would maybe rest on their laurels, but they came through. So thank you for that. I appreciate it.
They looked good yesterday, but yes, stay humble. Good idea.
Yeah, absolutely. Bye week, and then here we go. Nebraska is coming up next for them. I'm curious what, before we talk about, and congratulations on landing the wrestling championships, I want to get into that, but the dome getting new turf, the dome getting new lighting, that sounds to me like there's some big interest in drawing some football back to the dome beyond Battle Hawks. What would be your dream scenario right now if you were talking about a college football game, let's say, at the dome?
Well, I think first and foremost is you look at the upcoming schedules for Mizzou and Illinois, and if you look at 26 through 29, they have an on-campus series for those 4 years. So it's, you know, right at the top of our list of what we want to be going after, seeing if we can shift any of that to St. Louis and the dome. And yeah, one of the key things that had to happen, had to get new turf in there. The building needs to be improved. So we've taken some steps there. And one of the issues is just college football scheduling is really complicated right now. So we may still need a few more months for things to shake out before we can sort of have serious conversations on whether we can move any of those games to St. Louis. But, you know, that, like I said, that's a priority for us. And, you know, if not Mizzou, Illinois, it's some high profile college football that we want to get into the facility here.
Sure would be fun. That's for sure. It's going to be a great time in 27, although you have more to come before that. But the NCAA bringing another championship to Enterprise Center. The wrestling championships are coming back, Mark. This is a big deal. I know it's not easy to run with all of those schools and all those fans, but it is fun, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And as I've said since the announcement, I mean, one of the wonderful things about that event is it has such a huge following and loyal, passionate fan base. And, you know, we'll fill Enterprise Center six sessions, 3 days. It's 17,000 plus fans. Most of them are from outside of St. Louis. And so it has a tremendous impact on our community. And they come here and they love being in St. Louis. And, you know, it leads to repeat visitors. And just, you know, if you get beyond the dollars and cents of it and the impact of St. Louis, it's just a really cool event. The wrestling championships are like nothing else. The passion, the intensity in the building, it's really special. And it's a great niche that we've been able to carve out. It's been a few years since we've hosted, go back all the way to 2021. So we've had one of our longest gaps without it. So it's a thrill to have it back.
10th time, that's a record. Enterprise Center will have 3 straight years of NCAA championships. The Frozen Four this coming spring, the NCAA men's basketball event coming in 26, and then the wrestling championships in 27. That must be that's a long process, and it's just a long wait, but also a long process to get your bid in. How does that work? How does that happen to make these events come to St. Louis?
Well, the NCAA has a pretty formal process for it, and a lot of it is building relationships and proving yourself as a host city. And, you know, in the case of the Frozen Four, we were really lucky. The Blues were a tremendous help. You had Chris Zimmerman on just a few minutes ago, and Chris, much credit goes to him and the relationships he helped with our partner at the University of Vermont and getting that all together. And that's a lot of it is those relationships with our NCAA contacts, plus huge factor for all 3 events you rattled off, hockey, basketball, wrestling, is the condition of Enterprise Center. We do not get those events without the investment that was made in improving the facility a few years ago. And so that has been key. So you need all those ingredients in place, plus you need to be competitive financially. And when you can put the right package together, we can be competitive and we can bring these great events to St. Louis.
One of the biggest events in terms of national spotlight is happening in November and will be broadcast on Christmas Eve. That's the Musial Awards on Saturday, November 23rd. I know that you're a big partner with us in promoting this on the air, but we do not let people down. I mean, when you go through the doors of the Musial Awards, if you've not been in that, let's say, television studio audience, it is a bucket list thing, I think, is what it's become for a lot of people. A lot of people want to be there. You sell it out every time, don't you?
We shoot to have a full house in Stiefel Theater. And it's really gratifying that I've seen this several times where we'll get a note from somebody, just general public, that says, hey, this is something I've always wanted to do, is be able to go see the Musial Awards. And it's really cool to see us having built the event to that level. And you're right. We try to make it sort of, it's part Broadway show, part ESPYs. I wouldn't say we necessarily have the glitz and glamour of the ESPYs, but just in terms of the entertainment value combined with the inspiration that you walk out of there from seeing all these great moments and inspiring stories of sportsmanship, it's special for anybody to attend. And it's, all part of our mission to inspire people across the region and the country to be good sports and really put St. Louis in the national spotlight as the home of celebrating sportsmanship in America. I think that's a label that, we could all say that's a good one for St. Louis and very appropriate.
You got some big names coming there. Bob Costas, Larry Fitzgerald. I saw Salvi's on the list now. Salvador Perez, who's playing in the playoffs. That's convenient as well, as he's out there getting the job done for the Royals so far. I look forward to it. I'll be there. So looking forward to the Musial Awards as always. And congrats again on wrestling and everything that the Sports Commission has accomplished. Doing a fine job, sir.
Thank you very much, Tom. Really appreciate it. And always great to connect and be on KMOX.
It's good to have you. Sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX. They go to bat for us right there, St. Louis Sports Commission. And that is no doubt about it. They are out there pumping up St. Louis, and I think that is about as much as you can ask of an organization. and they do that. We're going to come back. I'll tell you about an organization that gets people's attention worldwide. St. Louis City SC is getting some attention. Lutz Van and Steele, sporting director for City, on what the future looks like next.
City secures, and it's ballooned beautifully to the other side of the field by Hartle. Betcher into the box. Simon was two. Flick and stick it home. Oh, you Betcher! Sweet Hyde Parts! 2-0 City. Shell on is Simon. It's crazy at City Park.
Oh, my. Joey Zanaboni with a call on Y98. It was crazy in there. City wins at 3-0 over the Houston Dynamo. And joining us is the sporting director for City, Lutz Van and Steele. Good morning, Lutz.
Good morning.
Fun to hear that stuff, isn't it? And the echoes of the crowd ripping through downtown West one final time. But before you know it, you'll be opening the doors of again to that great crowd.
Yeah, I think, you know, after the game, let's first talk about what happened after the game. I think, you know, it's fantastic. We didn't make the playoffs, but somehow with the fireworks, with the crowd, with the brick giving, the support we had during this 90 minutes, you felt like you won a title. The support was so unbelievable. I mean, you know, all the players, when we walked in the changing room afterwards, they all had goosebumps. They say, well, it's unbelievable that, you know, we didn't really achieve the goal we wanted to have over the whole season for various reasons, but you still feel like the people not just supporting us, they really pushing us to the next level. And I think this kind of feeling of hope and being convinced that 2025, we will see a quick turnaround and a big turnaround. I think you feel it in the stadium, you feel it in the changing room, you feel it with the fans, you feel it with everybody involved. And I think that's the story from yesterday. You know, Tom, I believe it was a good game. It was a convincing 3-0 win against one of the better teams in the league. I think we deserved it. And I think it just gives you a lot of things, positive vibes to look forward for 25.
Well, winning is certainly fun, but you're right. The fans are telling you something there. And they know something. They know that they see what you're trying to build there. So that has to make you feel good. What do you think they know? I mean, what is it about your style of play or maybe your personnel right now that gives you hope and promise?
I think the style of play was something, I think, you know, very simple. And I think the crowd and the fans appreciate that. We didn't change our philosophy. We didn't change our style of play. But changing the personnel and having a little bit of a softer approach when it comes to press and counter-press, that we not just want to chase like dogs or running like wolves and just destroy the other team. I think it is a little bit more to that. If you want to play, especially at home, attractive and successful football, then you need to be better with the ball. We need to create more chances. And I always said, we don't want to have just that one way. We want to have the best of two worlds. If we don't have the ball, press, counter-press, be intense, try to win that thing quick as possible back, create chances, but be aggressive. But once we do have the ball, and some of the teams, if you felt yesterday when they do give you the ball, then we must be creative, we must be smart. We have now players in there where you always have the feeling, Tom, that we can actually score goals. I mean, yesterday, I never doubted that we will score two goals or more. And that, I think if I go into with that kind of mindset into a game, then that's the same thing what the players feel, what the coaching staff feels, and then it somehow jumps over to the crowd. And I think that was it yesterday. Houston was a good team. They played a good first 11. They always were dangerous, but somehow you had the feeling, just bring it on, guys. We will get you in the end of the day.
You know, I know it was an emotional time. I heard Jake Nowinski after the game talking about his goal and how much that meant to him, because he's tried to continue to push forward this year, and also he's not sure what the future holds for him. I'm sure this is a thing that you've had to approach, and that a common thing that all teams actually have to go through is that, and we talk about it on the baseball side all the time, that group that you depart, the clubhouse, is the last time that group will be together. That's the hard part about professional sports, is that you have to put the pieces together, Lutz, to make it happen each and every year, and sometimes that means bringing in new people and saying goodbye to others.
Yeah, it's something, you know, you can't change. I mean, we did it a few weeks ago. You know, we had
six new players, and six players left us. That's a big, big turnaround in the middle of the season. But we discussed that before. I didn't think I had much choice on that. And I think you need to be ruthless if you want to be successful. You need to be ruthless if you want to be more successful and change things. Yes, of course, there was injuries, but it was not just injuries. Also, some of the performances, I believe, were not the way we wanted to be. That's why changes were made, and it will be also this this winter break, or you know, the off season. There will be things will be done, and not everybody will like it. That's also part of the game. I mean, we have lots of players on options, so it's nine players where we can secure their services, but it also means nine players are there where we probably don't secure the services. That's something I need to wrap my head around it. The next few days, I will travel this week to Europe to sort out a few things and look at a few things also for the future. And then we also will make very, very soon the decisions on the options. And I mean, that's a big part. You know, nine players is a big number. And I still believe there is room for improvement. I still believe there is things which have to be adjusted. And yeah, then again, we come into the moment when you have to say goodbye to people. But, you know, it's not a negative goodbye. It's sometimes it's a move on. And we see you soon again. And that's just part of the game. And it not always makes you, on a personal level, happy. But, you know, I'm here to do a job. And I think we want to win football games and we want to be a successful franchise. And that's when decisions have to be made.
Understood. You will not play again until October 19th when you take on Minnesota United. Congratulations on an emphatic 3-0 victory over Houston in the final home game at City Park, and we look forward to chatting with you soon.
Thanks, Tom. Have a nice Sunday.
Always good to talk. You too. Always good to talk to Lutz Vandersteel, sporting director at City. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, NFL picks before we hit Ravens-Bengals right at 11:30 for the pregame on KMOX.
Schmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Billikens win! Billikens win!
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
We are about to take you to Ravens-Bengals at 11:30 with pregame. So for the next 3 minutes, I'm going to give you my NFL picks. I was 10-4 against the spread last week, Drew. That's, you know, come on. I'm just trying to help. Just trying to help people. So here we go. You ready? Let's start with that one. Baltimore at Cincinnati. That is a phenomenal football game. The Ravens are 2.5-point favorites in Cincinnati. Give me Bengals plus 2.5. I think they are going to start to turn the corner here. They're 1-3. They are still desperate. The Vikings, by the way, lead the Jets 20-10. Jets are in the red zone with 8:17 to go. That game's off the board. So is Tampa Bay, Atlanta. Falcons 136-30. So I've got 12 games to choose from. I will get them all in the next 2 minutes. Carolina at Chicago. I'm taking Carolina plus 4. They are starting to connect a little bit better offensively, and I think they'll cover the 4. Miami at New England. Give me the Dolphins minus 2. Bad loss for them. They got blown out by the Titans last week. They will come back and play better. Cleveland at Washington, I think, will be a shootout. And I'm going to stick with the Commanders and my man Jaden Daniels. Love them. They are going to win this game and cover the 3. They are minus 3. Take Washington. Indianapolis at Jacksonville. Jaguars 3.5-point favorites at home. Hello, they're 0-4. The Colts plus 3.5. Thank you very much. Buffalo at Houston. The Texans are 1-point favorites. I like Buffalo to cover it. I think Buffalo is really good. Vegas at Denver. You know that the Raiders have won 8 in a row against the Broncos? That is nuts. I actually didn't know that until I found out this morning. It ends today. Broncos win. They are 3-point favorites. I think they cover the 3 as well. Arizona at San Francisco. The Niners are a 7-point favorite. Give me the Niners. And can I have Christian McCaffrey back sometime soon, please? He was my number one pick in fantasy. Green Bay at the Rams. I love the Packers minus 3 in this one. Giants at Seattle. Oh, Seahawks all day, minus 7. Dallas at Pittsburgh. Oh, the Steelers got embarrassed last game. I was talking about how great they were, etc. I liked when teams bounce back, and I'm not a believer in the Cowboys at this point. I will take the Pittsburgh Steelers minus, what's the spread? 2.5. I'm taking a lot of favorites here. And then the Monday night game, New Orleans at Kansas City. New Orleans is good. They're not great. They're good. The Chiefs are a 5.5-point favorite on Monday night football at Arrowhead Stadium. Give me the Chiefs. Give the points. There you go. Ravens and Bengals right now on KMOX.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.